It's the day before Christmas in Chicago, and the weather is brutally cold. A cab driver simply called the drivers, reporting in at 6:30 a.m. for what will be a 14-hour shift. He takes his lighter to melt the ice off his keys and starts the cab. In a series of vignettes, the driver picks up 36 people, played by only 6 actors. His first fare is a self-righteous religious couple, overly friendly and very preachy.
Every day is a good day for church.
And we like to go before work.
Ah, do you like to go to church?
Me?
No.
Really? That's too bad. You can come with us if you like.
Later, he picks up a pregnant couple.
Do you know where the hospital is?
I think I do.
They let anybody drive a cab these days. Anybody.
Go ask them.
Then as the day progresses, the writers go from rude to offensive and downright weird. The scenes go from comedic to dangerous and even depressing. Playwright Will Kern wrote it when he was living and working as a cabbie in Chicago. Director Stacey Connolly says the multitude of characters is a microcosm of urban life and that Kern was trying to display loneliness.
And how hard it is for us to connect with each other. And the cab driver himself, though, represents that human impulse that we all have to empathize and to connect and to reach out to others.
The play deals deeply with racism, stereotypes, and bigotry, and contains strong language. E.J. Roberts plays the driver. He says that much of the racial tension within it is unexpected.
Having that exposure to it when you've been raised in a culture where you don't see it that often is pretty surprising. But I think that in a bigger city like Chicago, it happens a lot more often than you would think.
Nico Bonacci is one of 6 actors playing 6 characters. He says it's a challenge to bring each one to life.
It can be draining because you enter the play with 5 different mentalities and you have to switch within minutes of each other. So it gets pretty complicated. It's kind of hectic backstage with a lot of costume changes. But you get 5 different characters to show the audience what you can do as an actor.
Each character has its own message.
You get some real dark characters and some people who are just jerks, and it contrasts well against the setting of the play because it shows even such in a happy time there are people out there who are, you know, pretty mean or pretty crazy. But EJ plays the main character really well, showing that not all hope is lost, and there are some people out there with strong moral compasses who always try to be as nice as they can.
The weirdos aren't supposed to come out until night. No, they're here. Welcome to hell. I drive a cab for Satan. Yeah. Hell cab.
Hell cab will run at the Attic Rep at Trinity University through this Sunday. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.